Pandora's Box by Nathaniel Hawthorne. You are now going to read a story that began over 2,000 years ago in the times of ancient Greece. It explains why there are troubles on Earth. Troubles, the Greeks believed, were sent among men and women by Zeus, father of the gods, as a punishment for stealing fire from heaven. Nathaniel Hawthorne, the author, was one of America's great storytellers. Often, he would take some old tale that had been known for hundreds of years and retell it in his own way for the boys and girls of his time. Pandora and the Great Box. Long, long ago, when this old world was in its infancy, there was a child named Epimetheus, who never had either father or mother. In order that he might not be lonely, another child, fatherless and motherless like himself, was sent from a far country to be his playfellow. Her name was Pandora. The first thing that Pandora saw when she entered the cottage where Epimetheus dwelt was a great box. And almost the first question which she put to him after crossing the threshold was this: "Epimetheus, what have you in that box?" "My dear little Pandora," answered Epimetheus, "that is a secret, and you must be kind enough not to ask any questions about it. The box was left here to be kept safely, and I do not myself know what it contains." "But who gave it to you?" asked Pandora. "And where did it come from?" "That is a secret, too," replied Epimetheus. "How provoking!" exclaimed Pandora, pouting her lip. "I wish the great ugly box were out of the way." "Oh, come, don't think of it any more," cried Epimetheus. "Let us run out of doors and play with the other children." It is thousands of years since Epimetheus and Pandora were alive. Then everybody was a child. Children needed no fathers and mothers to take care of them, because there was no danger or trouble of any kind, and there were no clothes to be mended, and there were always plenty of things to eat and to drink.